like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
All right, good morning, and we've got a crowded neighborhood this morning. We've got Nathaniel, the newlywed, in studio with me, but we've also got Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also Sandy Pulzine from Down to Earth Garden Center, the Mustard Seed Boutique, our sponsor, kicking off week four of our March Mayhem Hope and Hoops for WIB Incorporated. Hi again, Sandy.
Good morning, everyone.
All right, so it's a Monday morning, and again, I mentioned earlier, I had a chance to be at Peace Church in Eau Claire with Jesse Hamble and some friends last night as we did a Facebook Live on WIB. Hope people had a chance to catch that. If you didn't, it's probably still there. You can rewatch that. And just praising God. I know one of the verses that's been on my mind is from Acts about in him we live and move and breathe. And I went on a prayer walk before being a part of that yesterday. And one of the things that really struck me, and more than 150 likes on this, was just like this whole respiratory virus just causing me to be a lot more deeply appreciative and grateful to God for the gift of every breath. You guys be interested. Yeah. Jason, you first and then Sandy, in terms of how this is impacting you and your relationship with God.
First, I want to comment. I think that I had written a couple of years ago, and it popped up in my Facebook memories just a couple days ago, that I had written, God's word is food, but prayer is our breath.
Ah, yeah.
And to remember that we're constantly in God's presence. In terms of how it's affecting me, boy, there's a lot. You know, work-wise is kind of up in the air. I am finding myself anxious, but also encouraged by a lot of the ingenuity I see. People I've encountered have generally been kind and curious about one another. So that's been good.
Yeah. Sandy?
Well, it certainly has seemingly tipped the world upside down. And I believe that sometimes, as we can reflect over the last several years, did we not maybe say, Lord, our world is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Use us as you see fit. Whatever you see is best to bring us back to you. And I can tell you that I have seen more posts and more comments and more prayer gatherings and more unity because of this mess that's actually making a beautiful message. And that's my hope, is that because of this very concerning, unprecedented event in our, not just country, but in the world, that we would turn back to the Lord and that he would have his way in the matter and that we would wake up and just to really realize that every day truly is a gift. Like you said, every breath, Mark, is
right.
A gift. And that we can just give glory to the Lord that he allowed us to be alive and well. And who can we serve today? Now, is it not going to be very difficult to recreate anything that we saw as normal before? It certainly will be. But if we're in his will, that's really okay.
Yeah. And, I think about it in terms of hard times or difficulties. Biblically, we talk about Joseph or Job or Habakkuk in their day. You know, God's ways and our ways, not necessarily on the same wavelength. We're going to get around to his thinking. And so that's not the case. We're calling this a Medic Monday because we, you know, so many people who are laboring on, but nobody more than the people in the medical world that are on the front lines. And wondered if you guys might be interested in giving a shout out or a specific appreciation to someone you know, one or more people in the medical field and or a particular location. I know, Jason, you work at Marshfield Clinic. So.
You know, I would just, for me, I'd give a shout out to the Marshfield, particularly the medical doctors, the advanced care practitioners who are on the front lines. You know, they're working. I'm getting emails late into the night about what the latest response is, what we're doing to address the issues. And just so thankful for the people who are really kind of setting aside self-interest to serve the greater good. And I see a lot of that with my colleagues at Marshfield. So
great. How about you, Sandy?
Well, and I think that we don't really realize the process that they have to go through because they are out, and not as many maybe locally in our world right here right now, but they're getting inundated with people that think they may have it. They don't know if they have it. And think about the procedure when they get home. Can they hug their children and their husband or their wife? Can they go about their normal business, or do they always have to stay on the other side of the house or with a friend or at a hotel? Or, I mean, what does their world look like? And so true appreciation for that today is wonderful. It's perfect. That's a good thing to do. We just don't know what they have to go through.
Yeah, I'm going to give a specific shout-out to the City County Health Department. I've been at least Kagisi. I can't say how impressed I am the calmness and the poise she embodies. She expresses empathy at the start of each news conference. She says, I know what we're going through is hard, but she handles all the questions with grace and calmness, and that's just appreciated because these are such stretching, such difficult times. And a specific shout out to a friend of ours, Christina Ritz, who's one of the a new member of the Eau Claire City County Health Team as well. But hey, thanks so much for joining us, friends. Sandy, we'll talk with you later on after 6 as well here about Down to Earth on Down to Earth Garden Week here, okay?
Sounds great.
Thanks Jason. Everyone. All right.
Talk to you tomorrow.
We make a lot of adjustments now in these days of COVID-19, and here's one that goes even beyond anything that I have done. So I know I tend to, especially in the winter months, because I don't have a lot of good sidewalk where I am at in Chippewa, I tend to walk in the house. Since we have kind of a long section of house, I can walk back and forth, and get my walk in that way. Well, a self-isolating man in Florida went beyond that, and I mean far, far beyond that. His name is Alicia Nakamovitz, and he was planning to run the Barcelona Marathon on March 15th. Of course, that's come and gone, and yeah. Paris Marathon on April 5th, both of those canceled because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, I still want to go for a run. So he shares on Facebook, which is almost a requirement now for some people when they run.
Social media.
Let me show you what I'm doing to be healthy. Okay, it's good. Alicia ran his entire marathon outside on his 23-foot balcony.
Seriously? Okay.
Back and forth.
My initial thought was he does have a treadmill out there, right? But we're thinking not.
No.
From the sounds of things. Just back and forth, back and forth. That's crazy.
I mean, and you think about that, 1 mile, 1 mile, because it's 23 feet, right? So that's 229 trips for just 1 mile. A
like
marathon,
laps.
Friends, is 26.2 miles.
I don't think I could do it. That I mean, I know I can't run a marathon, but I don't think I could do the same.
I
would lose my mind.
Well, because again, just walking back and forth in the house gets fairly tiresome,
right.
And there's
yeah.
a lot of things and children and dogs to trip
yes.
over.
Yes.
That was an experience over the weekend. Arlo nearly sent my face into the wall. So thanks, buddy. But yeah,
wow.
Thousands and thousands of times that's back and forth. That is dedication.
That's dedication and changing things up. And, you know, you do you, man. And good on him, I guess.
Honestly, I would say in periods of quarantine self-isolation, it's easy to eat too much, sleep too much, et cetera, so get that exercise.
Absolutely. It's important. Well, it's 7:47, and usually we do a weekend recap a little earlier, but here we are now. No, it's all good. It's all good, you know. So let's recap, friends. What's up? What happened? What'd you do?
A lot of time indoors, and that was good, but we still got out in the yard and ran a little bit and enjoyed supporting a local restaurant. And so, again, we don't eat out a ton, but thought, you know, hey, with where we're at, we should be able to do that at least once a week. So support one of our great Chippewa Falls Main Street businesses, Casa Mexicana, and enjoyed that very, very much. Taught the kids to play pig, like basketball pig, on our own indoor Fisher-Price hoop. So that was good. They both got mad at me when I won. And yes, lots of other various
teaching
and sundry
resilience.
Indoor activities, but really that's, enjoyed being in with the family.
That's a whole nother subject we could take a whole segment on, which is when you play your kids in sports, Do you beat them or do you help them learn about losing and then eventually when they do beat you, it's really sweet. So that's
and
a whole
not
other...
even just sports, but games.
Oh, yeah,
in
games
general.
In general.
Games
do you just,
in general.
Oh, you win all the time.
Yeah.
Anyhow, another subject. We went hiking, Michael and Elena and I yesterday, Mount Simon. Here's the deal, though. Like, I thought Elena and Evelyn and the dogs had gone on this. It was like, you know, it's pretty angled and there was ice on the trail. It was quite the adventure for a while until the second half of it. And then... took another walk afterwards, a prayer walk before the Facebook Live last night. And so it's just great to get out there. And it's okay. I'm keeping my space and enjoy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Guess what? There's this thing called nature.
That's amazing.
Yes. I'm rediscovering.
Yeah. So for me, two things. First and foremost, you know when people mention lice, like your scalp immediately begins to itch?
Yeah.
Yeah. I will tell you this. When your child wakes up with pink eye, your eyes suddenly become the driest, most irritated they've ever been in your life. Just saying, friends. Also, thank you, Mayo Urgent Care. What a fantastic job with all that they're dealing with and all of the precautions in place there. It was amazing. Secondly, I have started making surgical masks. So I have an aunt who works in Chicago, and it's a level one trauma center, so it's going to be the epicenter of all of this. And they are already, like, almost out of personal protective gear. So I'm making masks. I'm going to ship them to that hospital. I'm almost out of a couple things. So if you are a sewer and you have quarter-inch elastic, don't hoard it. Actually, either make your own masks or give it to me and I'll make masks. Or the binding stuff I can never remember. Bias tape, if you have bias tape also. Happy to do it. You keep blinking your eyes. Are your eyes, I said pink eye,
look,
are your eyes
no,
now irritated?
No, I'm just wondering what bias. Look, I know quarter-inch elastic, okay? My mom was a sewer.
Oh,
so
okay.
But I don't know what bias tape is.
I didn't until recently either.
I thought maybe something like CNN or Fox News or something like that.
No, it's
utilize.
For making the ties. Instead of doing the elastic around the ears, you can do ones that tie around your head with the stuff called bias tape.
So, I just said deer in the headlights look over here myself.
Good.
Yeah,
but no, seriously, let's put this stuff to good use. So that's where I'm at.
And by the way, if you think, being down to no groups bigger than 10, in Germany, they're down to groups no bigger than 2.
Yes. Mm.
Just heard that this morning.
Yeah,
so I found this Neil Diamond song, and I think people are going to enjoy this.
I think you will hear it. Here's Neil himself addressing
Hi, everybody. This is Neil Diamond. And I know we're going through a rough time right now, but I love you. And I think maybe if we sing together... well, we'll just feel a little bit better. Give it a try, okay? Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring, and spring became the summer. Touch me, I won't touch you, sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe they never would. Shoulders, how can I hurt when I'm holding you? Hands, washing hands, reaching out. Don't touch me, I won't touch you. Good
times never seem so good.
Talk some about we're all experiencing church differently or virtually.
Right.
And I think we've got some different stories as we work our way around here this morning.
Absolutely. And I know I've seen stories from several of you as well. A friend of mine was saying that when her and her husband watched their mass, the first time they like kneeled, the dog barked at them like, what are you doing kneeling down here?
Yeah. So it was interesting. I'll start off. I mean, we do this usually. It's a 9 o'clock kind of discussion of whatever the text is for the day in the sermon.
Mm-hmm.
And so the 9 o'clock hour we had yesterday on Zoom. And
sure.
Zoom, it was kind of the old Brady Bunch or Hollywood Squares, if people remember that game show.
Yes.
Looking for Paul Lynde in the middle. But basically, we had 9 different households represented. And again, 10 or fewer. And mm-hmm. it was just really good. And people... By and large, the hour was just people checking in. We sometimes ask, what's your red dot? Where are you? You
sure. know?
And so it was just so good. Like, you know, I think I agree with those who say we should say physical distancing, not social distancing.
Absolutely.
Because we're trying to stay connected and
sure.
through technology we can. And then later, the message was on Facebook Live. Thank you to Caleb. More than 30 opportunities to see streaming services. You could spend the rest of the week catching up on those. And then we came back again on Zoom. So I encourage people, check out Zoom. Use that. It's quite a tool.
It is. Yeah. I've done a lot of Zoom meetings, and it's a great tool. Well, we sat in our living room, and we were not able to watch our service like first thing in the morning because we had some unexpected things that we had to deal with, a.k.a. a trip to urgent care. It's fine. but it was kind of nice to like, okay, so we didn't get to do our normal time. But then in the evening, we all cozied in on the couch and we watched the sermon, and it was really good. And it was funny because it was supposed to just be the online sermon, and we looked at it on YouTube and it said 28 minutes. And we were like, whoa, pastor has a lot to say, a 28-minute sermon. But then it wasn't because there was other things included in there and some other readings and stuff. But
sister, I can tell you a lot
awesome.
Of preachers go longer than 28
minutes. I was going to say, I grew up
church.
In the Baptist tradition, right?
Yeah.
28
yeah.
minutes is like... Was he sick? What's
no,
going on?
No, and in our church, 28 minutes for
okay.
just the sermon is like,
yeah.
whoa. All
right.
So, no, but it was good. And the dog even cozied in and watched it with us. He was very intrigued about why we were all sitting. And then when we all said the Lord's Prayer, the dog was looking at us like, why are you all doing this?
Yes.
The dog was very confused.
Yes.
It was kind of cute. But it was good. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
I know my wife told our kids, you know what? Let's get dressed as if we were dressing for church.
Oh, nice.
However, the caveat was... Y'all dress yourselves, other than Nora. So Nora dressed with the dress that Lily wanted to match
so
and wanted
cute.
The sisters to be matched. Cooper wore shorts and an inside-out backwards rugby top. And, you know, we did church. We did church as a family, singing together. And again, it feels weird singing as a family in the living room with no one else around. But,
yeah,
man, I encourage you to do
good.
That.
It was.
Do that. Absolutely do that. And again, shout out to, again, Providence Church is where I attend up in Rice Lake.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube, our ISP had been working for weeks and weeks and weeks, crashed
oh,
right
no.
before the service was supposed to go live. So they pivoted, did it on Facebook Live, and it was just fantastic. So
very good.
We don't have the audio of this, but a vicar in the UK was recording his first virtual service and accidentally set his arm on fire with a church candle. So
oh,
be
dear.
Careful. Whatever the setting is, be careful. You know?
I just really feel
be
like
careful.
This was Mr. Bean.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, we're all in this together, friends.
And I just wanted to give a shout out as well to Jesse Hamble and Brittany and Michael Sandvig as well to last night, because
yes.
this was something that, I approached Jesse on Saturday morning, I think, about this, saying, what do you think about going on our web Facebook page and doing a Facebook Live time of praise and worship? And Jesse, as is his wont, took it and just made it so mm-hmm. much better than I ever could have. And so thank you to Peace Church for hosting them last night. I know, Havel, you were there again to try and give an intro. And again, folks, if you missed that completely, it's still on our WWIB Facebook page. Just about 45 minutes of just praise and worshiping the Lord in prayer and in song from, again, Jesse and Michael were from 513 Free. Brittany is featured on Jesse and Michael's new song, Breathe You In, to a remake of the 513 Free tune. And I just appreciated them so, so much and their willingness to spend many, many hours preparing and then performing.
And then, Hillary, you were watching.
Yes,
right?
I was watching. And it was just fantastic. And honestly, like, we didn't just gather and watch. I just had it on, and Becca and I were just in the living room working on a puzzle and just having some, you know, time together, her and I, and Dean was on a walk with Alyssa, but it was so lovely and so poignant, and it was the perfect
It may have been
thing.
The calmest part of our day.
It really was.
One thing that Jesse fantastic. Almost shared last night, he gave me permission to share. He said, please pray. His wife is pregnant with their fifth child due any day, and obviously these are very challenging times and in terms of the medical field, so pray for a safe and healthy delivery, yes. and we can get through all of this in the not-too-distant future. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, we have Ben Polzine from Down to Earth Garden Center here. Down to Earth, the incredible sponsor of this week of Hope and Hoops. Everybody who pledges this morning before 8, well, it's almost 8:45, so we'll give you another 5 minutes or so. Everybody who pledges entered to win a $15 Down to Earth gift certificate, and everybody throughout this entire week who pledges for Hope and Hoops, and we thank you so much for doing so, entered to win a $400 shopping spree at Down to Earth. Ben, welcome, and again, there are definitely always a ton of things going on in the spring at Down to Earth. Obviously, this is a different situation, but my goodness, Mustard Seed Boutique is going strong online and on Facebook, and you still have a lot going on at the actual garden center as well.
Yeah, it's obviously things have changed in the last week and a half. Mm-hmm. We are adapting with those changes. Like you said, the Mustard Seed Boutique is now online only, but we have revamped that website, trying to get everything available for people that might want to be shopping from home. Still growing lots and lots of stuff in the greenhouses, knowing that spring is going to spring at some point, mm-hmm. and we're going to be prepared for you guys when that does happen.
Absolutely, and again, I was just looking right now at mustardseed.boutique, mustardseed.boutique, and again, people can follow you, Mustard Seed Boutique at Down to Earth on Facebook as well, but the stay-at-home pampering package, we were looking at this too. I mean, and there's a lot, you've got a lot, not only spring fashions, and again, spring and summer eventually coming too, but the stay-at-home pampering package, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a little package we put together, I think, on Friday, just something that you can kind of treat yourself for while you're staying at home. It's got a locally made candle, a bath bomb, some hand lotion, some comfy joggers in that package.
Nice.
Check it out online. It's something that you can, you know, it doesn't cost too much. Gets you a good little package of fun things to have at home.
And, you know, I love the pampering, but I got to say, because I've been into the Mustard Seed Boutique, you guys have such amazing decor. And I'm one of the ladies who's like looking around my house now, tired of looking at the same things. So I like your virtual online options, because now is the time when I want something new. I want to spruce up. I want to decorate. I mean, I have the time now to really kind of delve into some of those things. So what a great opportunity.
Yeah, we can either ship things direct to you. We're also offering curbside pickup options in the Mustard Seed or in the garden center.
Okay.
And if you see something that's not listed on the website too, we can take orders over the phone. Say you saw it in a post on Facebook, we can take that order. Process that, send you an invoice so you don't have to physically touch anything, and then we'll have that ready for you or ship to you.
So, yeah, that curbside pickup, a great, great option. So go online, or I can call, too,
yep.
and
Feel
pay
free to
over
call.
The phone,
we can pay
whatever.
Over the phone, or we can send you an invoice by email, whatever. We're,
awesome.
We're being flexible with the times.
There you go, and a great opportunity to support your local business community here with Down to Earth. Now, the stay-at-home pampering package, I love what you have at the bottom of this. Again, mustardseed.boutique. It says, send a little sunshine to someone today. So you think about, again, you know, taking care of those you love, and maybe send it along to someone else. I'm sure you can send it right to their home as well, too. And maybe you know someone who is dealing with this and having a harder time than most. Maybe it's a way you can show the love of Christ to them with a little gift.
Exactly, exactly. It's something that you can treat yourself with, or you treat your friend with that might be stuck at home and not able to get out. Also, on the same note, we have e-gift cards now that just launched on Friday.
Nice.
So we don't have to mail a physical gift card. We can do all that electronic. They awesome. Can be used in person. Just they come with a code. So you can send those to a friend as well if you're trying to plan for spring and trying to give somebody a little extra pick-me-up.
And wow. Finally, Ben, too, I know you do have reduced hours. I believe you said 10 to 5 at the actual Garden Center. But there are folks, too, again, with spring very, very close who are needing to get some of their spring planting in, herbs and such, too. So, again, I mean, you are being excessively sanitary and cleanly, too. But if people do need to come and you offer curbside pickup, they can call ahead, what have you. But you do have those ready for them. It's not like the garden season is going to stop. You're making sure that can stay full bore.
Yeah, we're still planting tens of thousands of plants. Shipments coming in weekly on that stuff. But yeah, as far as if somebody wants to have some projects for the kids, like they want to plant some seeds, get something started now, or just planting your veggie garden, you have the time to do it now. We can mm-hmm. get, we are receiving stock on seeds constantly right now. We're reordering all the time because seeds have been very popular. Soil, pots, trays, anything you guys want to do to get started for that spring garden, we have that ready for you and in a very sanitary environment.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You're going to be taking your five shots here in just a couple minutes.
Ben Polzine from Down to Earth, our guest shooter. Please get your calls in at 715-396-1670 by text or call 723-2555. Give yourself a chance to win a $15 Down to Earth gift certificate, and you can use that towards so many different things, Ben. And again, you've got lots of classes going on. And again, what's the status of those right now?
Yeah, so for the foreseeable future, we've postponed a lot of our classes. We are planning on still holding them at some point once we are able to, but we've been doing a lot of them on Facebook Live or sure. just Facebook videos, so you guys can go to our Facebook page, check those out. We've done different, like replanting your houseplants. We've done a Kokodama class this week and a bunch of different ones that we're starting to get up there. We'll be doing more of those this week. So something you can check out at home. We do have the kits available for curbside pickup if you wanted cool. to do it at home. Otherwise, you can just watch it at home, learn about it. Something to kind of keep you guys busy while you're stuck at home.
Absolutely. Ben Polzine from Down to Earth Garden Center. Again, make sure that you follow them on Facebook and online. Mustard Seed Boutique, so many online shopping options as well. Ben, are you ready for your five shots for Hope and Hoops? You guys sponsoring this entire week. We appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you for letting us be part of it. I am ready.
All right. Last second pledge is here. Get them in. Hurry. 715-396-1670. Don't forget a $400 down-to-earth shopping spree given to one of our pledges at the end of the week. So you're entered for that plus $15 in a down-to-earth gift certificate right now. Hillary can call the makes and misses. I think he's getting them all today.
You know, Caleb always says for me to call, and I'm like, but you're the sports guy. Okay.
I'm deferring.
Here we go. He's got it wherever you want to stand, man. We're not picky. All right. He's got a red ball in the right hand. It's up. He's going underhand a little high. That's okay. You're just finding your groove. Next ball. And it's in. Perfect. So we're taking the orange ball. It's
in. There you go.
That's the second. Two of three. Fourth ball is in.
He's got the groove.
Three out of four friends. Final ball is in.
There you go. Four for five. I'll give you an air high five, Ben.
Nicely done. Ben, come have a seat, and we can do a little post-game here, shall we?
Thank you to Sandy from Conrath. $5 for each make. $20 because Ben made 4 out of 5. Thank
nice.
You, Sandy. We got your pledge in time.
Well done.
Thank you. Should have probably warmed up a little bit.
No, you were good. You were totally fine. 4 out of 5. That's like better than I do. I mean, that's not saying much, but
well this is done. The thing. It's not an easy thing. We say, oh, a little Tykes hoop and stuff, but you've got to stand back a little ways too. And again, the rim isn't very kind, very forgiving. So 4 out of 5, very respectable. And again, maybe. I mean, here's the thing. If you don't shoot very well with us, sometimes, you know, we've got the next day. But when you come in once a year to do this, mm-hmm. you've got the entire year to think about it. If you don't do well, so 4 out of 5, 80%, man. That's
a lot
fantastic.
Of mental pressure. I was building up this last 12 months for this day.
Ben, thank you so much for joining us. And again, lots and lots of things going on at Down to Earth. So head on over to their website. Give them a call. They're happy to chat with you and talk with you. Over the phone to help suit your gardening needs or wants at this point.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.